And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 22nd of July, 2025. Summer means mangoes. The king of fruits are in season, and July 22nd is National Mango Day. Mango is a stone fruit that grows on a tropical tree that can grow up to 150 feet tall and have an extremely long lifespan. When it is young, the mango tree has orange-red leaves that turn dark red to a luscious green over time. Mangoes grow from the tree's flowers and can take 4 to 5 months to fully ripen. And before this, they are green and hard. Today, there are more than 500 varieties in the world. Mangoes can weigh anywhere from a few ounces to more than 5 pounds each, depending on the variety. While mangoes were historically only available at the end of the dry season, today they can be found in grocery stores all year long. Mango season is a highlight for fruit lovers, peaking in July when the sweetest and ripest mangoes are harvested. Young green mangoes are eaten in many countries as well. Often served with vinaigrettes or simply dipped in salt, these unripe mangoes offer a tangy, refreshing flavor. The Buddha was depicted sitting near a huge mango tree, and the Mughal emperor, Babur, decided to conquer India after he tasted a particularly delicious mango. It was the Mughal Empire that went on to create and cultivate the many famous mango varieties. Mangoes were so beloved to the empire that one of the emperors had his son punished after learning that he had reserved and eaten all the mangoes in the palace. Mangoes have been an important food in traditional Indian Ayurvedic medicine for over 4,000 years and are a mainstay of Indian cuisine. As time went by, mangoes traveled from India to other countries of the world. South Asia produces half the world's mango supply. China is the second largest mango producer. Mangoes are so valued that they are considered the national fruit of Pakistan, India, and the Philippines. And the mango tree is the national tree of Bangladesh. A basket of mangoes is considered a gesture of friendship in the region. According to Indian folklore, mango trees can grant wishes. Many people in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh eat the fruit whole without cutting it up. They squeeze a mango thoroughly, turning its insides into a soft, mushy pulp, and then make a hole in the skin to suck the pulp out. Mangoes contain over 20 different vitamins and minerals, including vitamin C, vitamin A, folate, and fiber. The nutrients mangoes contain help boost eye, skin, and hair health and prevent cancer and heart disease. And this evening, join Plantspiration Eat Your Pants Off Nutrition and Cooking Class online at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You don't need more guilt, you need more grace and guidance. Emotional eating isn't a failure, it's a signal, a coping mechanism, a moment of unmet need. This week, we're not fighting emotional eating, we're understanding it. And that's where your freedom begins. Let's trade panic for peace, self-sabotage for self-compassion, and triggers for tools. This is emotional liberation. What you'll learn? What emotional eating really is and why it's not about food. How to identify your emotional eating triggers and what to do with them. The connection between cortisol, cravings, and comfort food loops. The power of nervous system regulation. How to build a toolkit of non-food coping strategies that actually work. The neuroscience of habit formation and emotional regulation. How to move from self-judgment to self-compassion and still stay on track. In our game-changing Eat Your Plants Off classes, you'll discover how a whole food, plant-based diet fuels your body for weight loss, disease prevention, and total health transformation. Find the link for this event in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, Buddha by Vishal Lindsay. Would that by Hindu magic we became dark monks of jeweled India long ago, sitting at Prince Siddhartha's feet to know the foolishness of gold and love and station, the gospel of the great renunciation, the ragged cloak, the staff, the rain and sun, the beggar's life with far nirvana gleaming. Lord, make us Buddhas, dreaming. Buddha by Vishal Lindsay. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the fruity joke. If he ain't vegan, let that man go.